And I think sometimes our goals fall apart because, again, we really don't align them with anything bigger, but we also don't assign value to the action steps we can take to help us get to the goal. Okay, I am so excited about this episode because I know that you are preparing for a new year, and I am sure that you are praying for all the things. So you might be praying for new financial goals, relationship goals. Maybe you want to move across the country or across the street, across the city. I don't know. You just have things that you want to do. But if you're like most people, you set goals on January 1st, and by what, February, March, they've already fallen apart. Nothing happens. And definitely by December 31st, you're like, it's another year that has gone by and you have not actualized what it is you say you want. Now, I'm all for praying about the things that you desire, but along with the praying, we need a little preparation. We need a little planning. And one of my clients in Mastery Momentum just asked me recently about how I prepare for what I am praying for. And it really led to this conversation about how much we do and then how much do we create space so that God can do what God needs to do. And I want to say this first. I truly believe that many of us have very empty prayers. I'm going to just keep it real with you. The reason it feels like we are going in circles and spinning in these cycles of confusion is because, yes, we should pray without ceasing, but many of us are praying for things we honestly could just do ourselves. Like, I'm all for pray for the big and the small, but some things it's really just a matter of us not getting intentional and being disciplined about what we say we want. And so I want to get us off the hamster wheel of hoping, wishing, and dreaming and not putting any works to the faith that we say that we have, because we've all heard faith without works is dead. So this is not about you trying to replace God in any way. I just believe in giving God something to bless. And I believe that sometimes there's a systematic way for us to go about it. So here's what came to me on a walk today, because I was really thinking about how do I refine this in a way so that you can apply it very quickly. But before we get to that, I want to share with you the affirmation of the week.
You know, you gotta speak positivity into your life, into your day. You gotta affirm positivity. You gotta affirm abundance. You gotta affirm yourself to wealth.
I am prepared for what I am praying for. I am fully prepared for what I'm praying for, knowing that I possess the skills, wisdom, and resilience to handle it with grace. My prayers are not wishful thinking, but affirmations of my readiness for the blessings to come. I have diligently cultivated the qualities needed to make the most of the many blessings and opportunities that I expect to be bestowed upon me. I trust in divine timing and believe that everything will align perfectly when the time is right. I am prepared for what I am praying for. So one of the first things that I want to share is that when we are praying for something, I still think it's important that we refine what the actual goal is that's associated with what we say we want. So even if we're like, okay, I want to save more. Okay, saving more is not necessarily a goal. It's a statement of what you would like, but really there needs to be more structure and intentionality with it. So the first step that you want to do is really refine it. Now, some people use SMART goals. I use SMART goals to an extent, and I can't get into all of it right now. We'll do that during our two-day masterclass this month called Results Not Resolutions. If you want to get in on Results Not Resolutions, click the link that's in the bio or surrounding wherever you're watching this and join us. But essentially, if you want to use SMART goals, just making something very clear and concise so that you have something that you're more accountable to, that's where you want to begin. Take whatever this vision is that you have, whatever it is you say you're praying for, and refine it and distill it into an actual goal, something that is measurable, something you can track, something that is more achievable and attainable, right? So that's the first thing. Now, around here, you know, we love talking about being authentic and being in alignment for the abundance we say we desire. So once you refine the goal, I need you to align with it. If you want to be in position for what you say you're praying for, you need to come into alignment. And that means look at all the parts of your life using the six pillars of wealth, right? And really examine where you are in that pillar. And is that enough for what you say you desire? Like, are the things, are your ways of being, are your thinking, or is your thinking, are your habits in alignment with what you say you want? So for the fifth pillar, or let's say your goal is even a relationship. Let's just say that you're praying for a relationship. I know you are, girl. Me too. No. Let's say you're praying for the relationship, right? If we were to use the pillars to support us in doing that authentic alignment audit, getting aligned, what would have to happen in your fit pillar for you to be able to walk into this vision of the relationship that you have now refined, right? What would have to be true? Mentally, what would have to be true? What are the ideas that you would have to release that no longer serve this goal that you say you have? So for example, when I wanted to jump into the dating pool, one of the things that I heard all the time, especially living here in Atlanta, is that there is pee in the dating pool. And people say all of these really negative things about what it's like to date in Atlanta. Now, wherever you're from, I'm sure you've heard the same thing about your city, because somehow all of these cities seem to have pee in the dating pool. But I chose to believe that that would not be my experience. And that really comes from the fit pillar and examining that even though I went through what I went through in my own marriage, I didn't believe that all men were bad. I didn't believe all men cheat. I didn't believe all men insert whatever it is you may have come to believe, right? And so if I'm saying that I'm praying for a healthy and a whole relationship, well, in the fit pillar, one of the things that I would be responsible for is working towards shifting any limiting beliefs that I had around what I say I want. Another thing from the fit pillar could be, you know, clothing. I literally went through my closet and I was like, I want to feel sexy in most of my clothes. Now, I love to lounge. I'm a lounge girl and I love to be comfortable. You know, I'm always in some workout attire. But, you know, when I go out with my friends, when I go to dinner, I really wanted to look in my closet and make sure, hey, from a fit pillar perspective, how do I feel in my clothes? Because that confidence is going to carry over in how I pursue dating and how I pursue eventually relationships, right? And so I was really intentional about refining what I say I want and then aligning each one of the pillars with that goal. So are you doing that? Are you aligning with what you say you're praying for? Are you ready for Redefining Wealth Live 2024? I hope so, because we already have everything locked in and all we need is you, October 11th through 13th in Atlanta, Georgia. Do not miss this. Right now we have early bird tickets on sale. You know you want to come, so you might as well lock in that ticket right now. Click the link below or go to redefiningwealthlive.com to secure your seat today. And then the easy, I want to say easy, but I say easy because I've been doing this for about 15 years or so. It would be assigning different actions to the goals that I say I have. And I think sometimes our goals fall apart because, again, we really don't align them with anything bigger, but we also don't assign value to the action steps we can take to help us get to the goal. So what do I mean by that? What I teach my clients, and even what I have laid out in the Redefining Wealth 90-Day Pillar Planner, which we can link to in the show notes for you, is that when you set an intention for something, when you say, this is what I'm praying for, there's sometimes things that you're praying for that you really could have just did. Like sometimes we're making things way too deep and we're like, oh, I'm just waiting on God. Yes, I definitely believe that God can divinely, you know, create an opportunity for you to meet that person that you may desire, but you have to set up the profile on the dating app. You see what I'm saying? Like you still have to go out because people are not just coming into your house and they're not just appearing out of nowhere. There are some things that you need to do. So I'm going to take you through the three levels of goal setting. And again, I can go deeper into this and I will go deeper into it during Results Not Resolutions. But here's the quick and dirty. The first one are safe goals. Safe goals are what are the things that you could really do for yourself? You just haven't made time to prioritize them. You haven't put it at the top of your list. You've actually moved it down and off the list over and over again in favor of doing things that you maybe got busy doing. Because, you know, we love to be busy and not necessarily productive, right? So we're saying we want one thing, but we fill our calendars and our lives with so many other actions that don't have anything to do with what we say we want. So safe goals look like download the app, set up the profile, do the things that you can do in each one of those pillars to support what you say you want. There are things that you can do quickly. They are things that don't require anyone else's approval. You don't have to wait on anybody to do it. Maybe in the space pillar for you, it can look like getting that clothes out of the closet that doesn't make you feel good, or maybe doesn't fit well anymore, and taking it to the cleaners and getting it altered. That alone, when you alter your clothes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And you feel good in your clothes, you start to show up much more confidently. That alone could be something. That is an effort and a step towards what you say you want. And it falls under space pillar. And it's a safe goal. It's something that is so easy and so simple. You just have to make time to do it. Not find time, because it's not hiding from you. You just have to make time. So I would suggest that in the next 7 days, you set a safe goal that you can just put on your calendar and go get accomplished. That feeling of accomplishment is the thing that will start to build momentum, because when you can check one thing off the list that feels good for you, you'll start to look for other things that you can just check off the list. And now what would have taken you months or years to do is getting resolved in weeks. So start with a safe goal. The next thing is you might want to do a support goal. And a support goal is so important for many of us who were taught that we needed to do everything by ourselves. One of the things that I've said on this podcast for many years now is that greatness is not created in isolation. You are going to need people to support you. God puts people in your life who want to support you, but they have to know what you need. They have to know what that vision is that you have. They have to understand your goal, and it's your job to articulate, not only articulate it, but also enroll them in that vision, right? And so with the support goal, for me, it looked like hiring my dating coach. Because if I say I want to be in position for what I'm praying for, then I have to go and get the people who could support me in that. And so I already introduced you to my dating coach, Joyce Robinson, on the podcast. And we can link to that because I know someone's like, oh, I missed it. Yes, we will link to that episode for you. But you want to find a coach, a mentor, an accountability partner. You want to join a mastermind, a program of some kind, something where there are people who are speaking the language that you desire to speak. For me, I wanted to be in a space where people spoke the language of love in the way that I was imagining and envisioning and dreaming for myself, so that any of those lingering, limiting beliefs that I might have about love, about marriage, about dating, I could be in an environment where people would speak to me differently, where they could offer wise counsel, where I could see examples of people living this thing out in the way that I might see for myself. We always say success leaves clues, success leaves breadcrumbs, right? But you have to go and put yourself in position to pick them up. It's not enough to know that there are breadcrumbs over yonder on some path over there, and you don't go and pick them up and figure out how you can implement and integrate that into your own life. So you want to set a support goal. Who do I need in my corner in order to go to my next level? Who do I need in order to get in position and be prepared for what it is I say I'm praying for. Hey there, Purpose Chasers. We've been on this incredible journey of redefining wealth together for 6 years now, and I can't thank you enough for your continuous support. Today, though, I want to take our connection to the next level by hearing directly from you. Your feedback is my compass, guiding me on how I can create content that truly resonates with where you are now. I'm committed to making our online community the best it can be, but I need your insights to make that happen. So have you ever listened to a podcast episode here and thought, I wish Patrice would share more about this topic, or I'd love to see more of that? Well, now's your chance to let your voice be heard. I don't want to spend another second trying to guess what you want. I want to know what you want, which is why we've released a brand new survey. It's quick, easy, and designed with you in mind. I've crafted questions that will help me understand your preferences, your interests, and your expectations. Now imagine tailoring my content to address exactly what you want to see, whether it's diving deeper into a specific topic, trying out new formats, or collaborating with experts that you admire. Your feedback will shape the future of this movement. Because to me, you're not just a follower, you are a crucial part of our community, and I value your input more than you know. Your responses will be the driving force behind how my purpose evolves in the world and the upcoming projects that we line up. Now, I know that your time is precious, I really do, and I genuinely appreciate you taking a few moments to complete the survey. Your input isn't just a statistic, it's a meaningful contribution, and it will make real impact. So I want to give away not one, not two, but three $100 Amazon gift cards to three lucky Purpose Chasers who complete the survey. So are you ready to shape the future of this podcast? Your voice matters, and I can't wait to see what incredible ideas you have in store. I want to thank you in advance for being a part of this journey, because together we're going to continue to create content that's even more inspiring, engaging, and tailored to your needs. So click that link, take the survey, and let's take our community to new heights. Remember, you're not a follower here. You are a fellow purpose chaser and change maker. Stay tuned so you can witness all of the amazing and exciting updates rolling out over the months to come. Click the link, take the survey, and please accept my thanks in advance. And the last level to these three levels of goal setting that I love to teach from is a stretch goal. And a stretch goal to me usually means it is something that will stretch you out of your comfort zone. I usually give myself 90 days. This is why the Redefining Wealth 90-day pillar planner is in 90-day increments, because I usually do this in 90-day stretches. And it's really about dreaming a bigger dream and knowing that it doesn't have to take all year. It doesn't have to take a decade. What are the things that I can do to stretch myself to, if it's one thing in this area, achieve something that would feel really, really good? And I also look at stretch goals as, what are the things that might make me have to stretch my hands to the heaven and incorporate some help from on high? But it's something that's bigger than me. It's something that I couldn't just do by myself. This is where we really want to look towards having that super added to our natural. See, I believe that the safe goals and the support goals are really about giving God something to bless. And it's about doing all that we can do in our physical strength and our natural strength, right? While believing still for something bigger. I don't always know exactly what the stretch goal is going to look like when I start out on the journey, but I usually find that by the time I get in motion by doing the things that I can do in the safe goals, and then by adding some support, because now I have exposure to new ideas, new thoughts, new language based on who I've surrounded myself with, that's where I usually get the idea for the bigger thing that I can do that doesn't have to take all year, but it is still a significant milestone in the scope of what I want in the bigger picture, right? And let's see, I would say for praying for a new relationship or a partnership, I don't know, it can look like meeting someone that you're really into and planning your first vacation. I don't know. That could be a stretch. If your phone been dry, that could be a stretch. But anything is possible, right? When you start to shift your mindset and when you align yourself with people who are supportive of what you are doing and not waiting on the people who are currently in your circle to support you, because That's not always the case. Many of us don't come from backgrounds where people are naturally supportive, and that's okay, because you have the right to curate the support that you need in this season to help you execute what you say you desire. And so the stretch goal might come from them, but I guarantee you that if you get into the momentum and start to follow this practice of refining what you say you want, aligning by going through the pillars and looking at who you need to become in each pillar in order to have that vision, and then assigning actions that you will take, whether they are a safe action or a support-oriented action or an action that is going to stretch you, you will see so much momentum begin in your life. I, again, am so excited to even have this moment to just share this piece with you. But in Results Not Resolutions, it's going to be 2 days, and I'm going to lay out all of the things, including worksheets and just different breakout rooms and conversations that are help you get in alignment and get ready and get prepared and positioned for what you say you want in 2024. So make sure that you click the link around this episode so that you can join the entire community for this training. I haven't done it since early 2021. I think the last time I did it was January 2021. And the results that came out of Results Not Resolutions, mind-blowing. The things that people were able to get accomplished. We have people who said, I've been thinking about writing a book for 3 years. And after Results Not Resolutions, I got it done in 3 months. I got it done in the 90 days. We had people who were losing weight at, I mean, crazy proportions. Like, I've been trying to lose the same 15 pounds for I don't know how many years. And because of Results Not Resolutions, I was able to get it off. I don't know what it is you say you desire in this season, but I guarantee you that when you get this framework down, it will support you. Not just for 2024, but when you start to do it regularly, it'll support you for the rest of your life. So make sure you join us for Results Not Resolutions, and ask me any questions in the comments. Come on over to Instagram at SeekWisdomPCW. Feel free to ask me any questions, because I will try to incorporate it in the content for Results Not Resolutions and just keep making it a richer and richer training and masterclass experience. So I hope this blesses you and it helps you get ready for whatever it is you say you're praying for. Until next time, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. I'll talk to you later.